Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. And we are in a 12-segment program right now to learn to master the mind. Tonight, we're going to go over 9 simple exercises that you can do to guarantee to increase your income or attract money to you. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, and I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I have been for more than 18 years. You can find my CDs on cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, and that's CherylJSavage. You can also find me on cdbaby.com/artist/CJ Savage. Sorry. Okay. We've got a lot of material to go over tonight, and I'm going to go as far as I can. We'll use every minute that we can tonight. If we cannot get it finished, we'll just continue until next week. Okay, 9 simple exercises that you can do. This is really basically for anybody that really has a strong desire to increase their income or just simply have more money or just to have money. If you don't have any money, this will bring you money. This will bring the universe will bring you money. If you apply all 9 of these simple exercises, you can be guaranteed that you will have the money that you need. First of all, you need to know that you do not have to have abundance to attract abundance, but you do have to feel abundant to attract abundance. In other words, when you focus on lack, limitations, poverty, worries, fear of not having enough, you only attract more of it, lack, limitations, etc. If you want to have more money, you have to stop worrying about not having enough. So here are some exercises to start attracting more money to you, or simply just attracting money to you. If you do these following exercises faithfully, you can bank on having plenty of money. Understand one thing. In order to receive, you must give. So keep in mind, you want to increase your income or attract money to you. What are you going to give back? Keep in mind that when you want to increase your income or just simply attract money to you, think about what it is that you're going to give back. Have you ever heard the saying that you can't get something for nothing? Wayne Dyer has a quote. He's an inspirational author and speaker that says it best when he said, quote, "When I chased after money, I never had enough. When I got my life on purpose and focused on giving of myself and everything that arrived into my life, then I was prosperous." I'm going to say it again real quick. When I chased after money, I never had enough. When I got my life on purpose and focused on giving of myself and everything that arrived into my life, then I was prosperous. We all have a purpose in life. We all have talents, skills, or gifts that we can offer to make this world a better place. If you don't know what your purpose is and you don't say, "I don't have any skills, gifts, or talents," because you do. You have to find it. You start writing, and if you can't write, get one of those inexpensive called talk and type recorders for your computer where you can talk and it types for you. They work great and they're very inexpensive. So I'm asking you, if there's something that you have to give back to the world, whether it's a talent or a skill or a gift, or it's a story inside of you, maybe it's a book inside of you that you can share with the world, a lesson that you've learned, some information to share with that may help others. Sometimes a gain comes from a pain that you've endured and risen above it, and you can share it with the world. Start a blog. They're easy. They're free to do. But everyone has something to offer this world. You can find it, and you can do that by start writing, like goal writing, meditating, and through these simple exercises, you will discover your purpose. I also recommend that you read Joel Osteen's book called your best life now. Okay, let's go over these 9 simple exercises that you can do. And they're also very interesting, inspiring, and I think you will find them very rewarding. And some of them are just fun, absolutely fun. One of the very first things that you need to do, remember we're going to turn this whole thing of lack, limitations, worry, and fear of not having enough. We're going to actually have, by doing these exercises, you will have the universe pull money to you, towards you. The first thing, if you have a blank checkbook register and an old book of checks that you no longer need or that you use, or just one that you can spare, and if you don't have that, you can simply use just a notebook, just a blank page notebook that you can write on it and just use it like a checkbook register. Because just a blank notepad will work. Start by writing in the deposit column, the first day, deposit $1,000 for today. And then you sit and you figure out how you're going to spend that $1,000. Spend every dollar of it. The next day, deposit into your register, into this account. This is getting your mind going the other way, thinking, removing all the lack of limitation. The next day, you'll deposit in your register $2,000 and make sure you spend every dollar of it. Then third day, you deposit $3,000 and be sure you spend every dollar of it. This will raise your vibration and make you think about what you will do with your money, spending it as it comes in. And as the deposits become larger and larger each day, it's going to take more concentration in what you will do with the money to spend it. It will remove the thoughts and the feelings of lack and limitation. And actually, I was pleasantly surprised how effective this is. I actually did this. And I was so excited, I felt as if I really had the money. It became more challenging, however, to spend it. As time went on, I was having a harder time finding a place to spend it. So I was tithing more money. And then I started doing remodeling and buying more things. But it does become more challenging over time, and it also becomes more exciting. Over a year's time, you will have spent over something like maybe $66 million by increasing it $1,000 every single day for a year. But whatever you do, don't forget to write yourself a check. Because out of that $66 million a year, you can surely spare a few million for yourself. Another thing that you could do to attract more money is carrying a $100 bill with you all the time, and then spend it thousands of times a day. When you have that $100 bill, think about what you're going to spend it on. You might walk into the store knowing and feeling, and you know you could buy that if you wanted to, but because you've got $100 in your billfold, but you don't. You might think about buying this or buying that or spending on this or spending on that, and you could do that 1,000 times a day, knowing that you could buy something or spend it, so you decide not to. But knowing and feeling that you could, if you wanted to, changes your vibration, and you could literally spend $100,000 a day with this $100 bill in your billfold. The $100 bill is real, but it gives you that feeling knowing that you could buy something or spend it if you wanted to. And what we're doing is we're removing the thoughts and the feelings of lack and limitations here. Okay? That's one simple exercise. Number two, command your money to come by simply writing down how much money you want by when. So pull out a piece of paper, being very specific, write the amount of money that you want to be in possession of by a specific date, such as, I am in possession of $25,000 by March 31st, 2010. I don't know how I have $25,000. I only know I do now, and I am fulfilled. Now, you can also use that sentence I just gave you as an affirmation. So you write across the top of the paper that I am in possession of however much money you want to attract. put by, and you have a certain date that you want it by. Then write, I don't know how I have X amount of dollars. I only know I do now, and I am fulfilled. I gave you an example. That's an example, $25,000 by March 31st, 2010. You put whatever amount you really need in there or really want by the certain date. Be specific. Next, on that piece of paper, write, the reasons I want $25,000, and then list your reasons. Now, I want to say one thing here. If I go too fast or if you don't get it, these sessions, these segments, each segment is recorded. So when it is done, you can go back to the website on blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind and just simply click on that replay button, which is in a little blue box at the top of my homepage. It's on my channel. It has a homepage for me. So you can go back and you can replay it. Now, that's just an example. That's what I'm telling you on that piece of paper. Next, you're going to write the reasons I want $25,000, and then you list all your reasons. Now, what you're going to find is one of the most difficult things for people to know is what their goals are, and that's one of the things that we're going to do. You're going to have, you may have a very difficult time figuring out what is your one, two, or three main goals in life. And when you do this exercise right here, I am in possession of so much money. You write the reasons I want, and then you list your reasons. As you do this, for whatever it is that you think your goals are, start listing your reasons. And if you don't have any real valid reasons why you want whatever it is your goal is, you're going to find that you might write something and you just have endless reasons, and the desire to have it becomes even stronger and stronger, and until it becomes a burning desire, and that becomes the most important thing. So this will help you to figure out what it is that you really want. But when you say, the reasons I want $25,000, and you list your reasons, they might be such things as, my loan at First State Bank is paid in full on time. I don't know how my loan at First State Bank is paid in full on time. I only know it is now, and I am fulfilled. That one, if it's that important, I would put the full reason there, removing all doubt and fears out of your worries there of not having it. This may be a good reason, the one for $25,000, but if it's causing you stress because of deadlines, use the entire statement here as an affirmation, repeating it often, writing it down like 15 times a day until you feel a clearing. A clearing is a peace that will come over you, and there's no more worry or fear whatsoever. And so the fear is gone, the worries are gone, and you just know without a doubt it'll be fine. It'll be here. You don't know how. You only know it will, and you're not worried any longer. You just know it's going to come one way or another. You're not concerned at all about where it comes from. You only know that it does. Reasons that you might want the $25,000 are your credit cards paid in full. You might write, I can move my business forward by investing an extra $200 a month in services that promote my services and products. Or it might be something like, I paid my mother back the $500 that she loaned me by March 31st, 2010. Next on this piece of paper, write, the reasons I believe I can have this. Now, if you can't come up with one single reason why you believe that you can have this, it's going to be very difficult for you to believe it. But whatever your goals are, whatever you believe and conceive, whatever you conceive and believe, you will achieve. So by really just sitting there with that piece of paper, and you're going to write this out, when you write, the reasons I believe I can have this, just let the thoughts flow, and whatever comes to mind, write it down. You might write, I have faith. I'm a good person. I'm worthy. I expect it. I expect it is really important, and just keep thinking that. I expect it. I've worked very hard, and we reap what we sow. I know it comes to me easily, effortlessly, and instantly. Just sit and write whatever comes to mind. Let the thoughts flow, but keep it positive. Remember, it is the reasons you believe that you can have this and not why you can't. And by the way, you can focus on 1 to 3 goals at a time using this exercise here because, like I said, the biggest problem with most people is they don't know what they want. Now, the more you write the reasons that you want something and then you write the reasons that you believe you can have it will really help you to focus on the goals that are the most important to you. And your goals like this need to be very, very specific. So using this method is really going to help you narrow down what it is that's really, really important to you or what it is that you really need or want. Okay. And you do have to have real valid reasons why you want something. Otherwise, it's just a mere wish and not a burning desire. Okay, number 3. We've talked about number 3 many times. Number 3 is wear a rubber band on your wrist. Why? Because it will teach you, if you're honest with yourself, to give up negativity. It breaks bad habits of being negative. But you have to be honest with yourself. Every time you think a negative thought or say anything negative, snap that rubber band on your wrist to break that bad habit of thinking negatively. If you say anything like, well, we can't afford it, we don't have enough money, we can't pay that bill, we can't pay for that, snap that rubber band hard enough that it hurts. And it will make you think carefully before you speak. And instead of saying something negative, turn it into something positive, such as, we'll buy it as soon as we have the money. And it will raise your vibration. Or you might say, how do you think we can get the money to buy that? Or you might say, we'll pay that as soon as we have the money. Now, what you want to do here is to attract good, positive energy into your life, and you want to attract money to come to you in your life. So you have to speak always very positive, not negatively, because it's the fear and the worry of lack and limitations of not having enough that gives you more of it. What you focus on expands. What you focus on, you're going to get more of it. So turn that all around to being very positive. Even if you know you don't have the money, just act like, not a problem. We'll just get it as soon as we have the money. As soon as the money's here, we'll get it. But the one key thing to do is when you say something, because I've had people say to me, well, how do you know what you're attracting? How do I know I'm attracting money to me and not more lack of? Because you have to pay attention to how you feel when you speak. If you have negative feelings, a cold feeling, or the feel of stress set in, or your heart starts racing and your blood pressure goes up and it's a bad feeling, then you're attracting more negative, more lack limitations. If your vibration raises and you feel good when you speak, then you are attracting the right thing. So if somebody says, we have to get a new car, your husband walks in and says, we have to get a new car, this one is on its last leg. And you say, okay, we'll get a new car just as soon as the money comes in. And that should be soon. Speak very positive. And then you can focus on, you can write out your goals as far as a new car, whatever it is that you want. You can make that a goal with very specific type of car that you're going to buy, that you want to get by a certain specific date. And I'll tell you how to write those goals here in a minute. But you'll soon be saying, the better it gets, the better it gets. Instead of the worse it gets, the worse it gets. So stop using negative talk, especially phrases such as, I can't. These words actually disempower you. The words, I can't, takes away all your power. If you ever say anything like, I can't, be sure and snap that rubber band hard enough to hurt. You want to break that habit of, I can't afford it, I can't do it, I can't have it. Money doesn't grow on trees. Things like that. Snap that rubber band, but stop using that phrase, I can't. It's the most disempowering phrase that you can possibly say. Okay. On to number four. Affirmations, and I am big on affirmations. I have used affirmations a lot in my life, and they are very powerful, and they work very well. And they're very easy and very convenient to use. Doesn't take any time out of your day or your life. And, again, it helps replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. So your affirmations is very important. If you don't know what an affirmation is, it is a statement that you speak that is your goal that you want to achieve. Your affirmation is your statement you are manifesting. If you need a lot of money and you don't know how much, just a lot, you haven't even had time to even figure out just how much it's going to take to cover the repairs or the bills or whatever it may be, your affirmation may be something like, if you fill your mind with this, speaking it over and over and over and over, I mean, upteen times a day, and say it and feel your vibration raising. Feel that good feeling. Feel as if you have already received it. By using this affirmation, say, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. Again, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. Again, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. Or you might use this one. Every minute, if you need a really lot of money, millions, every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. Again, every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. Or simply, I am in possession of $25,000 by March 31st, 2010. I don't know how I'm in possession of $25,000. I only know I am now, and I am fulfilled. And then there's Tony Robbins' affirmation that he chants for money, which he says, Tony Robbins says this one, all the money I need is within me now. He has that on his CDs, The Edge, called The Edge. The very first time I ever heard that, that made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. All the money I need is within me now. And I thought to myself, I don't have any money inside of me. I need the money to come outside of me, come to me, so I can use it. Well, it is very true. All the money I need is within me now. You have to first feel and think abundant before you can attract abundance. So everything within you starts, everything outside of you starts within you. All the money I need is within me now. And actually, that's a very good affirmation. If you want to attract money and you have to realize that your outer world, your life, your circumstances, events going on around you is a reflection of what is going on inside of you, which means every single thing in your life started first with a thought or a feeling. Remember, I told you you're pure energy, and when you think and speak and feel positive, you create positive energy. It goes out and permeates the universe, penetrates all space, and attracts the equal vibration, comes back and attracts to you whatever it is that you put out. So that does make perfect sense. All the money I need is within me now. So start thinking rich. Start acting at whatever level you want to be at, whatever comfort zone you want to be at. Start acting and filling in the part, and then it will become a reality. You are what you think you're worth. It has to be in you before you can have it. Remember, your outer world is a mirror reflection of your inner world. Believe in yourself. Believe you have it. Believe you are worthy of it, and it will come. Repeat your affirmations often in your mind. Say it with enthusiasm, raising your vibration, feeling as if you already have it. Your best affirmations start with, I am. I am. And always keep your affirmations in the present tense and keep them positive. Don't say something like, I want a new car, or I will have a new car, because you will always want that new car, and you will always be saying, I will have a new car someday. So in order for your affirmations to work, keep them in the present tense, keep them positive, and speak them as though you already have it or you're already achieving it. Imagine having a lot of money and see the end result. Going to the bank and making the deposits, having plenty of money. See and imagine yourself paying bills off and feel the feeling of how good it feels to be free from the debt. When you fall asleep at night, this is a simple self-meditation that you can do. Just don't worry about, don't be concerned about where the money comes from. Don't be concerned about how you're going to get the money. Just simply see whatever amount it is that you have to have or really need or really want for whatever reason it is. Then you'll see the end result, meaning you'll see it, having it, feel it as if you have it. Imagine spending it or paying debts or whatever it is you have to have it for. Write your affirmations on a post-it note and stick it where you'll see it often, and that reminds you to say it with enthusiasm, either out loud, which is really best, or to yourself, but repeat it as many times as you possibly can every day. Put your affirmations like on a post-it note, posted on the bathroom mirror, on the front of the refrigerator, the car dash, the back door, on the edge of your computer screen, at work on your desk, or on your pillow. Wherever your life takes you through the day, post them where you can see them and remind you to think it. Hear what you're doing is you're guiding your thoughts and you're pushing out and getting rid of all negative thinking, all the negative feelings, and what you're doing is you're replacing them now with good, positive affirmations. But in case you forget to think about it or say it or repeat it, then by having them on little post-it notes everywhere you go, it reminds you. And, you know, the first thing, I forget all about it, and when I see it on the bathroom mirror, wherever my goal may be, I'm like, oh, yeah. And so I enthusiastically say it over and over with enthusiasm. Now, it isn't really going to do you much good if you're down and you stand there and say, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I'm grateful. There's no passion there. There's no feelings, positive feelings of believing, thinking, feeling that you have it. Say it with enthusiasm. Say it as if you mean it. Say it and feel it as if you already have it. And imagine having it. Feel that vibration within you. Raise up. Feel the excitement of being debt-free or whatever it is, getting rid of that note or getting that whatever it is repaired, whatever you need the money for. But the affirmations, write your affirmations down on a piece of paper. If at all possible, I know some people are very, very busy at the time, but if you have something that you really, really, truly want, you have a burning desire to achieve it for whatever reason, you will take the time to write your affirmations down on a piece of paper 2 times a day. And I would strongly suggest morning and evening, or at least once a day if at all possible. And when you write it down, print it in capital letters. Write it in all capital letters as you focus and think about and feel that affirmation that you're writing coming true, being true, having it, already having it. While you focus on it, raise your vibration, feeling enthusiastic, feeling as if you already have it. And you'll use this affirmation also to fill your idle thinking. Okay, here are some guidelines for affirmations, and these are very important. Always start your affirmation with the word, if at all possible, start with the words, I am. Two of the most powerful words in the language. Keep your affirmations in the present tense as if you already have it or as if you've already accomplished it, and keep it positive. Always keep your affirmations positive. Don't use any negative words in an affirmation. For example, do not say, I am not afraid of singing in front of crowds. I am not afraid of singing in front of crowds. That is wrong. Do not say that. Say something like, I enjoy the thrill of singing in front of crowds. Or, I am enjoying the thrill of singing in front of crowds. I am enjoying the thrill of singing in front of crowds. Also, keep your affirmations as short as possible, short enough to remember and be able to repeat often, and be very specific. I am driving my new car is not specific. I am driving my new car is not very specific, nor does it really feel very real. Now, if you say something like, I'm enjoying driving my new white Chevy Tahoe fully loaded with GPS, DVD, TV, and all leather interior, you might just put in specifics, the kind and what it has, maybe. But try to include one powerful, positive emotion or feeling word, like enjoying, loving, celebrating, happily. You get the picture? Try to keep them short. Start with I am. Keep it positive. Be very specific. And then try to include at least one powerful, positive emotion. Or a feeling word, like enjoying, loving, celebrating. And all affirmations should always be only for yourself and not others. For example, do not say, my husband is becoming nicer to me every day. My husband is becoming nicer to me every day. Well, it doesn't really work to try to control somebody else's behavior. So an affirmation in trying to change someone else's behavior is going to be a waste of time. So all your affirmations should be only for yourself and not others. So you might say, I am enjoying my husband's kindness more and more every day. And actually, you may see a change in his behavior. And it may be a change in your behavior that reflects upon him that causes him to be nicer to you. So you may say, I am enjoying my husband's kindness more and more every day. Affirmations are very powerful, but try to focus on no more than three affirmations at any one time. Replace any affirmation when it manifests into your life. Once you've achieved it, you have it, then immediately replace your affirmation. If you have an urgent need for something, something that's very urgent, fill your mind, your paper, write it often, repeat it often, write it on everything. Write it as many times as you possibly can, the one affirmation. If you have a need that is very urgent with a very short deadline, then stick to the one affirmation, repeating it with a burning desire to achieve it. Receive it or whatever until you have it. You can write it, focusing on writing it all in capital letters for at least 68 seconds. Two times a day. Say it out loud with passion or repeating it silently in your mind. For example, when your mind is idle or you're just wasting time in random thinking, you're sitting there staring out the window and you have, say, half an hour before you're leaving work and you've finished all your work, so you're waiting to leave. Sit there and say that affirmation over and over to fill up your space of time, your idle thinking time. and feel your vibration raise up, feeling good about it. Read it as you post it on sticky notes, or you can use 3x5 cards, carry them in your pocket. A 3x5 card you can put in different places, or put it on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket. If you put your hands in your pockets often, pull it out, and every time you feel it, pull it out and look at it and read it again. You can also repeat your affirmation, such as you can record it on a tape or an MP3 or iPod or whatever you can, so that you can listen to it while maybe while you're driving or as you're going to sleep or as you're going for a walk or getting ready for the day to go somewhere. But recording it and listening to it over and over, especially maybe going to sleep, or you'll find yourself saying it when you're waking up in the morning, is very powerful. Because what actually happens is when you do that, for example, like when you're going to sleep, or when you're upon awakening, when you do that and you hear that over and over, you say it until you become so relaxed, it goes from the physical conscious into the subconscious mind, which we call the superconscious mind. Some of you are still familiar with the term by using the term subconscious mind. But when you say it over and over and in that nice relaxed state, it manifests into the superconscious mind. Then what happens is it goes into the subconscious mind is the spiritual part of you. And the spiritual part of you is in every cell of your being. And every cell of your being has its own intelligence. So by repeating something over and over and over like that, an affirmation, a burning desire, but always keep your vibration up when you say it, feeling positive about it, believing that you already have it, then when it gets through all the cells and all the intelligence have heard enough, they believe it, it will come to be. And you will feel a clearing. You will feel no more worry, no more concern about it. So you repeat it over and over and over until it is down into that subconscious mind, into the spiritual part of you in every cell of your being. It is very powerful. Remember the saying, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. You conceive the thought, saying it with your physical conscious over and over, writing it, focusing on it with your physical conscious, with enough repetition. The superconscious mind does not have a critical factor, and it will accept whatever you put into it when it's heard it enough times. When it has heard it enough times, the universe, you are attracting it to you no matter what. Okay? The next one, number 5, is being thankful, grateful. This is very, very powerful. If you go through your day, make it a game, and try to find as many things as you possibly can to be thankful for. You can create a grateful log, like writing down as many things as you can think of in 5 minutes every day, either before you go to bed or the first thing in the morning when you get up. When you are grateful, it will raise your vibration, change your attitude, fill you with peace, and you'll get more abundance. Try to be thankful for as much as you possibly can every single day. Just go for 30 or 60 or 90 days of making it a game of finding as much as you possibly can to be thankful for. And you will notice how good it makes you feel. If you ever get down and depressed, you know you can raise yourself right up out of that depression by simply starting with making a list of what you're grateful for. Now, to attract more money, real abundance, you can speed it up and give your life more value by being grateful for as much as you possibly can every day. The more grateful you are, the faster the money will come. And if you don't have anything to be grateful for, and you don't think that you can find anything to be grateful for, and you're saying, CJ, I don't have anything to be grateful for, I'm not happy, stop and take a look at the world of abundance around you. There are a million things. There are millions of things to be grateful for. If you just stop and think about it and try to find it, you will find it. You can be grateful that the sun is shining. Be grateful that you can see, hear, and walk. Be grateful for each person that loves you or for each person that you love. Be grateful for your friends. And if you say, I don't have any friends and I don't love anybody, well, surely you can remember the moments when those friends helped you out or family helped you or tried because they cared. Be thankful for that. Go back to the past, to those that you once loved or once the people that once loved you, and be grateful for those moments that were good, even if you're going through a very difficult time. There's always been times when there were those who loved you and those that you loved. You can be grateful for your freedom. We do have freedom. Be grateful for the peace and the harmony in your life. If you have no peace and harmony right now, remember when you did and be so thankful for those times. Be thankful for your job and the food that you have to eat every day that nourishes that good body that carries you through this wonderful life of abundance. Be grateful for your talents, your skills, and all that you can do. Do you get the picture? Do you notice that when I'm talking about here that most of the most valuable things in life I've mentioned here that you can be grateful for doesn't cost you anything. So no matter what your financial situation is, you can be wealthy, very wealthy, without ever having a dime in your pocket when you are truly grateful for these things. Now, when you're really truly grateful for all these things, you will attract real abundance and become rich as well. If you don't have any money, you may be broke, but that doesn't mean you're poor. You're poor when you think you have nothing. No body, no place, no purpose, nothing. That's poor. That's poor thinking, that's negative thinking, and if you only believe that you have nothing, you have no one, you have no purpose, you have nothing, then you're poor. And you can simply change that from being poor to just being temporarily broke and realize this is a challenging time. And maybe if it's a challenging time for you, you should try to learn from it, and it will make you stronger and a better person. Remember, what doesn't kill you will make you a stronger and better person. So you can go from being poor to just being temporarily broke by changing your thoughts and your thinking and your attitude. Because it all starts inside and reflects to your outer world. I've run out of money before, and I've lost all my valuable material possessions, and I come to realize I was still me, and it didn't matter. I still had people that loved me, that helped me. I had great friends. I still had the love, the peace, the harmony in my life. Other than I was going through a horrible divorce, but I come to realize that was probably a good thing. But most importantly, I still had my health, and I intended to keep it. And if I started dwelling on all the things I'd lost, then if I lost my health, nothing else really mattered. So I come to realize it was a very strong spiritual awakening because I had God that I felt closer to than ever before. I had my family and friends, and I was still me, and I felt wealthy, and I attracted real wealth and riches very fast when I became bigger than my problems. People often let their problems become bigger than them, which not only destroys their life, it destroys their health. And all health problems start with negative thoughts and negative feelings. Which takes us to the next thing. Number 6, forgive everyone and everything. And we have talked about this in past segments in Learning to Master the Mind. Yes, that's what I said. Forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. Well, you don't have to. You know, if you have ill feelings towards someone or you hate someone or you're really angry with them and you hate them and you hold on to those, you can. But if you do, you're only going to cause yourself a lot of problems and you cannot grow. You cannot move forward, and you cannot ever truly be happy. This is a really hard one for a lot of people because I have people tell me all the time, but wait, you don't know what so-and-so did to me. You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not what happens to you that's as important as how you treat what has happened to you. Now, forgiveness, forgiving everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain, is really hard. It's a hard one for a lot of people, and you may find it very difficult to do, but if you try, you can. And you can start by doing that right in the privacy of your own home. But I can tell you this. Holding grudges, hate in your heart, ill will for anyone at all, for any reason, will only hold you back. And it only hurts you. And it will only bring you problems. To hate someone or to even have ill will towards them is like drinking poison and hoping the other person gets sick. To hate someone, to have ill will towards them, is holding strong negative feelings within yourself, which is going to attract more problems to you, more problems for you. And that person that you hate, they ride off into the sunset as happy as can be. They don't feel your hate, nor do they even care. And you're wondering why you're the one that's suffering. So, when you hate someone, it's like drinking the poison and you're only hoping that the other person gets sick. But you know what? They don't. You do. Remember that to err is human, but to forgive is divine. And when you start forgiving someone, whatever they did, you can start healing, and you can start moving forward and having a life of abundance and real happiness. Now, to forgive, it might be something just as simple as just ask Spirit or God or whatever your belief system is, ask God to help you to forgive 100% with all your heart for this person who has hurt you in any way. And what you can do, which is a very, very powerful thing to do, is get out paper. Just get out some paper, a notebook, or whatever, and write that person a letter. Write in the letter, say, "Dear so-and-so, I forgive you for all the harm and all the pain that you caused me. I want you to know how you made me feel." And then just write whatever comes to mind, whatever thoughts, anything and everything that flows through your mind, just write it all down, how they made you feel. And what you're actually doing here is you're releasing this negative energy out onto the paper, and it is such a healing. You can just write down there, on this paper, "I am releasing all this negative energy now that I've been holding inside of me for so long, and I am now healing. Now I am healing because I forgive you. I forgive you completely, entirely. I forgive you, and I am now healing. I have forgiven you, and now I am healed. And I am a better, stronger person for it. I love myself." And then sign it, and then do not mail it to them. Do not send it to them. There's no point. Throw it away. Throw it away. Take that letter, everything that you've just written out, all the feelings that you've just exerted out on that paper, which you released all that negative energy that you've been holding inside of you, throw it away. This is a very, very powerful exercise. The negative energy that you've been holding is released, and now you can move forward and you can find happiness. But most of all, you will heal. And you might even, I don't advise you to send them the letter at all, but you might give them a call and just tell them, "I forgive you, and I'm just offering peace between us. I just want you to know I have no ill feelings towards you." And if you don't want to call them, that's okay. But if not, tell them if you run into them that you've forgiven them. And if you don't want to do that, then just smile and be nice. Kill them with kindness. Smile, wave, as if nothing's ever happened, as if nothing has bothered you whatsoever. At all, because you know why? Because it doesn't. It will drive them crazier than anything. Okay, number seven. Meditate every day. This is another thing that is very, 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 very important to do, even if you need nothing, even if you want nothing more than what you have right now. I ask you, do you pray? If you believe in praying, then you understand that when you pray, you are talking to God or that higher power or whatever you would like to acknowledge it as, spirit or whatever. So when do you listen, really listen to God? Now, I refer to the higher power as God. When do you really listen to God? When you meditate. It doesn't matter whether you meditate on your own or if you have a guided meditation. It is still reaching that alpha or theta state of mind. When you meditate, you are listening to that higher power, even in a guided meditation that may be for something like weight loss or smoking. But try to meditate at least 15 minutes a day, every day, to connect to the universal power, a higher power, to God, the universe, spirit, or whatever you want to call it. But there is only one universal power, and it is in all of us. It is everywhere. The, quote, subconscious mind, now I call, and it's very well commonly known as the superconscious mind. Sorry. The superconscious mind is where all your power lies within you. I could talk about the superconscious mind for 2 days, but we don't have time for that. So just understand that when you learn to meditate and practice it, you will strengthen that inner power within you by connecting to that higher power, which is all the same. This is your godhood within you. Have you heard of godhood? You know, when a man has certain characteristics, he may call this his manhood, like having a hairy chest. He may feel like that is part of his manhood. Well, you have a godhood within you, which is your superconscious mind. It is the spiritual part of you, and it is pure energy. It is in every cell of your being, and every cell of your being has its own intelligence. Every physical conscious thought you think, which you are in control of, by the way, manifest into that superconscious mind. Now, the physical consciousness has what we call a critical factor. So it can just flow with negative thoughts easily if you let it. And people tell me, but CJ, I can't help what floods into my mind. I have millions of thoughts a day about things I don't even want to think about. But I do. I can't help it. And many of them are very negative, as you say. So you get what you think about, period. Did you hear me? You get what you think about. It is a universal law, and the most powerful universal law that there is called the law of attraction. So go back into those segments and replay on the past segments I've done in the past. Go back to the segments and replay the one, how to get rid of negative thinking. If you have that problem of thoughts just flooding in through your mind, and there are a lot of negative thoughts, then go back to the segment and replay the one I did, how to get rid of negative thinking. When you do, your whole life will do a 360. And now, when you are away from the negative thinking and you meditate, your intuition will only become stronger and stronger, and you may even become more clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsensitive. Just as Jesus said, what is in me is also within you. You will find more peace and harmony in your life, more love, more abundance, more happiness. Someone asked, well, how do I meditate? It's a three-step process to be done all at the same time. First of all, you need to get into a very comfortable position. Lying down or sitting up in the chair is fine, but try to keep your spine straight, keep your back straight, in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Second, while you're in that comfortable position, close your eyes and take a deep breath through your nose mouth slightly open with tongue off the roof of your mouth, tongue relaxing on the floor of your mouth, and with your lungs full of air, hold it as long as you comfortably can. Then exhale slowly through the mouth while relaxing your body with your eyes closed and relaxed. Look up and out into the universe. This will help you to relax your eyes and look out through your third eye, the spiritual eye. And the third step is while you're in a comfortable position and while you're taking your deep breaths, while you're doing one and two, count on your fingers very slowly by tapping or pressing down one finger at a time to count while you inhale and count again with your fingers by gently pressing them down. One, two, three, four, five. While you hold your breath and count again while you exhale. So as you inhale, you may count only to three or four, and while you hold your breath as long as you can, but comfortably, you may count easily to six or seven, and when you exhale, letting all the air out of your lungs and pushing out even more with your stomach muscles, you may count to seven or eight, whatever is comfortable for you. After you do this long enough, you will find that by exercising your lungs like this, you will breathe deeper and hold your breath much longer. But try to take at least 10 deep breaths using this method, and then just let go. At some point or other, you'll just let go of the mind as you'll go into a deep meditative state and reach that theta state of mind. If you find it difficult to relax with so much on your mind, too much caffeine or stress or recapping an event, something that happened that day, just continue practicing this exercise until you will absolutely reach at least the alpha state, which is a light trance, and you are still connecting to that higher power. Now, you may feel consciously, physically conscious, more awake. You might feel more awake, but even so, you may still easily see images or visions or premonitions as your intuition increases, and using your higher power to connect to the higher power of the universe, you'll find more peace and happiness in your life. In doing a meditation on your own, if doing it on your own is too difficult, you can simply use a guided meditation with a hypnosis CD. And you will find my CDs on www.cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /CJ Savage, and the other site there is Cheryl J. Savage. You can find those there, and they work very well. They are all guided meditations, but know that when you pray, you talk to God. When you meditate, you listen to God. And we are running out of time, so we're going to finish up next week, and we're going to talk about goal setting, how to do effective goal setting, and the other thing, the very last step exercise that you will do, we're going to talk about your making a vision board by cutting out pictures and magazines, what it is that you're working towards. We'll finish up on the last two next week. Thank you for joining me, and if you have any questions or you need any help, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That's thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Go to my website, thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, or my blog at www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. Thank you for joining me, and tune in again next week.